We continue our discussion about Tefillah B'Tzibur. And in our previous year, we asked a question, why does Shulchan Aruch, if Tefillah B'Tzibur, as we're discussing, is such a important mitzvah, why is the Shulchan Aruch use the words Yishtadl Adam? So, there's a tshuva. In the Igros Moshe, Chelik Beis Arachayim Simchav Zayin, where he discusses this question, and he says like this, that since there are different situations where one is exempt from davening Tefillah B'Tzibur, if it's considered too much of a tircha, but what's a tircha for one individual is not necessarily a tircha for another individual. So he says, that's why the Shulchan Aruch uses the word yishtadl, that not every tircha is the same. And one shouldn't just take the approach that since under certain circumstances you're potter from Tefillah B'Tzibur, he should take that as a blanket exemption. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, yishtadl, even if in certain circumstances you were exempt, that doesn't make you exempt under all circumstances. Rav Moshe has a question over there. The Shaila Rav Moshe addresses is somebody who wants to learn late at night, and by learning late at night, he won't be able to get up early in the morning. So does he, and be davening b'minyan? Is he exempt from davening Tefillah B'Tzibur for that reason? So in general, Rav Moshe quotes the Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Mem Vav, and what the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman said, Sif Tezayim Paskins, that if somebody's traveling, if he's traveling in the and there's a minyan 4 milin ahead of where in the direction that he's traveling, he has to go daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, and 1 mil in the opposite direction, says Rav Moshe in general, a big chiddush. Rav Moshe says that where is this halacha that you only have to take a trip of a mil, not in the direction that you're traveling in order to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur? That's only if you're traveling. So I'm traveling in one direction, and the minyan is in the opposite direction. So just the opposite of what I'm trying to accomplish with my travel, that's where the halacha is. I don't have to travel more than a mil in the wrong direction. However, if somebody is at home, so you don't have this concept, I'm going in the wrong direction. You're not going in any direction. And furthermore, says Rav Moshe, people aren't traveling all of the time. So therefore, Chazal established Urim for the person who's on the road. He says, however, somebody he's on at home. So I don't know, he says, Rav Moshe, what is the shear? What is the shear for that person to have to look for a minyan? It's certainly a mil, but it could be more than a mil as well. But says Rav Moshe, what clearly is obvious from this halacha is that how much Chazal wanted us to go out of our way to daven b'minyan. And even though, as the Shulchan Aruch here in Siftes teaches us that we're not obligated to lose money in order to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, but it is clear, and even more than any other mitzvah Rabbanon, says Rav Moshe, to daven b'minyan. And Rav Moshe explains why. He says, because what is the whole purpose of davening? The whole purpose of davening is that our tefillah should be niskabel. And if, as we learned in our Gemara, tefillah b'tzibur is always niskabel, so a person has the obligation to daven in a way that he should know that his tefillah will be niskabel. And Ramosha says a very interesting raya. He says, just like the halacha is, if somebody davens in a place where there was something not clean that he should have been aware of, he has to daven again. Or if somebody has to use the bathroom, his davening is not considered a valid davening, and he has to daven again. So what's the reason? What's the reason? Because such a davening is the davening that will not be accepted. And a davening that's not accepted is not the purpose of davening. So he says from here we see how much we have to go out of our way to make that our tefillah should be niskabel. In general, he says, even though there is a halacha that somebody who's tarosoi umnosoi is exempt from tefillah or tefillah b'tzibur, says Rav Moshe, there is nobody in that category b'zman hazeh. Nobody in b'zman hazeh is in the category of tumnosoi umnosoi that is exempt from davening or is exempt from tefillah b'tzibur. And therefore, Rav Moshe says that certainly this individual should learn in a way that he won't lose tefillah b'tzibur. Similarly, there's a tshuva in the Shiles of Tshuvas, Tshuvas van Hoggis, Chelik Aleph, Simet Sadeches. He says that even if one has to spend money on traveling to daven tefillah b'tzibur, one should do that. And he says very strong words. He says, we spend money on all sorts of different needs. What greater need is there that our tefillah should be niskabel? And if we're learning now that the way that tefillah is niskabel is by davening tefillah b'tzibur, certainly one should try to do everything in his power, even if it means spending money in order to daven tefillah b'tzibur. And he quotes from Chaim Volozhin. He says, from when he became mature, lo yispal rak b'tzibur. He only davened tefillah b'tzibur. Pam achar hoya b'maloim. Once he was in a hotel, and there was no minion in the hotel, v'sholach agolos l'kfar masmuchim. He sent carriages to the nearby villages, shivol l'spal mincha b'tzibur, that he should have a minion for mincha. And he says, therefore, that, and he also quotes from Chaim Volozhin in the Sefer Ruach Chaim in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis Mishnah Yudches, the Shaila that Rav Moshe discusses, that somebody should go to sleep earlier in order to get up earlier and Chas V'Sholem not miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. He says, moreover, if somebody goes to sleep late because he's learning and doesn't come to daven tefillah b'tzibur, this especially in a place where there aren't many minyanim, so if somebody's not there by the minyan, it's noticeable that he's not davening tefillah b'tzibur. He says very strong words, v'chilo Hashem haloi ein oven kamayu. He says it's a terrible chilo Hashem, because if people see that here we have an individual who's a Talmud Chacham and he doesn't participate in tefillah b'tzibur, that is considered a tremendous chil Hashem. And even though he says there might have been people, tzaddikim, in previous generations that didn't daven tefillah b'tzibur, we don't understand everything they did. And even though they probably had a very good reason for what they did, we have to follow what the halacha is. And therefore, the halacha is that one is supposed to daven tefillah b'tzibur one has to daven tefillah b'tzibur under all circumstances, and he doesn't have a heter of Talmud Torah not to daven tefillah b'tzibur. He also discusses there in Siman Tzadik Vav, in Tzadik Zayin, that especially Bizman Azeh, where we don't have the proper kavana when we daven, and I saw a very similar concept in the Shalos Tshuvos Eretz Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, Siman Chof Gimel, where he says that the obligation of tefillah b'tzibur b'zman hazeh is a lot greater than it was in the time of Chazal. Because we find in many places in Halacha that we are not considered people who really know how to have the proper kavanah when we daven. And that's why the Halacha is that even though the Halacha is that a chassan is potter from a tefillah, all the Paiskim say that that doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. Why? Because in the time of Chazal, people normally daven with the proper kavana. A chassan, because he's torah, but tirda the mitzvah, can't daven with the proper kavana. But nowadays that we don't have the proper kavana at all times, we don't have that heter of a chassan. So he says the same thing here, that nowadays, since we don't have the proper kavana, we have to do tefillah b'tzibur, because the tefillah b'tzibur can make up for the lack of the proper kavana that we have when we daven. And that's why he tries to explain why we find certain tzaddikim didn't daven tefillah b'tzibur. Maybe they knew that they had the proper kavana, and therefore they could daven b'yichidus. But certainly, a regular person who in no way could be sure that he davens with the proper kavana has no heter not to daven tefillah b'tzibur. And there's another tshuva from Rav Moshe, the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Ohr Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Siman Zayin, where there Rav Moshe is asked that there's a person who feels that he could daven better be yechidus, where he could have more kavona, versus if he davens b'tzibur. What should he rather do? Says Rav Moshe, even if this person is saying to us that I know that I could daven be yechidus better than I daven b'tzibur, he should daven b'tzibur. He says, we can never be sure that a tefillah of a yochid will be heard, even if this yochid is certain that he's davening b'kavana. On the other hand, as we are learning, tefillah's sibur is always heard. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, tefillah's b'tzibur is stronger than davening with better kavana. In general, Rav Moshe says, there's really nobody that could say for sure that he does have the proper kavana. And therefore, Rav Moshe says that tefillah b'tzibur take precedent. The Paiskim, the Medrash says, tefillah b'tzibur ena chayzeres reikam. The Gemara Masechta Sota says that when somebody davens b'tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not begin to examine should I or should I not listen to his tefillah. The Sfarim say that the Sefer Ma'or v'Shemes and Parashas Mishpatim says Chayva akol ochad lelechus b'beis ha-medrash and bono b'kol yoyim. One is obligated to go to shul every day with his children. L'spalol shachris mincha v'arvis b'tzibur dafka to daven neshul tefillah b'tzibur. U'la'anois amin yehesh me'rabba kedusha baruchu k'dei keim esbatlus b'kol yoyim kam gzeres mi'Yisrael. This is the way that Zeirus are taken away from Klal Yisrael. The Zechus Godel continues the Marv Shemesh. L'mezarzim b'zeh, the Mavin Yeshuas al Yisrael. By acting this way, we bring Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. The Bach says, what is the way we define a person who's an Adam Kosher versus a person who's not an Adam Kosher is by seeing if he davens tefillah b'tzibur. The Marv Shemesh goes on to say, there in Parashat Mishpatim, Tzorach kol Adam lizorim ma'oid ma'oid l'stal m'tzibur yachad. A person should be very careful to daven tefillah b'tzibur. The mispal m'tzibur, if he davens with the tzibur, yi muftach shepenesosoy tiyem mezunas loy b'chol yoyim b'rvacha u'bracha tiyem b'mitzui b'mas yodav. People try so hard to have panosa, they work so hard. Said the Marv Shemesh, you want to have panosa every day guaranteed if you daven b'tzibur. The Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi told his children, "Kedima v'chashikhu v'ayla b'nei k'neshtu, be people that come to shul to daven and be from the first and from the last, kehecha de tarechu chayechu, that you will be considered that you will have a richas yamin." And the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Shmiras Haloshin says that not only do we have the obligation to daven tefillah b'tzibur, but we should even have an obligation to mechanech our children to be daven tefillah b'tzibur. And the Paiskim go on to say, there's a very famous Yalkut Shmoini in Parashas Akif, that there was an elderly woman that davened tefillah b'tzibur every day. And she came to a certain point that she was so old, she had no longer any desire to live. So she asked Rabbi Yosef b'Chalifta, what should I do? She says, "Meneach atzmecha beis haknesses. Stop going to daven shul b'tzibur." And immediately she passed away. Because Shlomo HaMelech says, "Ashrei Adam shemeili lishkad al daisaisai." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I love the person that comes to my dalsos, to my doors. And the pasuk continues, ki moitzei moitzei chayim. Somebody who lives that way, that will have chayim, will be zoicha ta arichas yom. And the Mishnah Berurah here also discusses how important it is to daven tefillah b'tzibur. He says, even if you're davening in a shul where there are people who aren't all people who act appropriately, they do aveiros, says the Mishnah Berurah, you still should go daven tefillah b'tzibur. Furthermore, he says, not only is there an inyan to daven tefillah b'tzibur, he says the more people davening in the shul, the better. And therefore he says, let's say somebody has a minig to daven early Shabbos morning, so he should daven shachris, says the Mishnah Berurah. And Musaf, he should go to the shul where it has a bigger crowd. Unless, he says, the shul that you're davening is a shul that is where you have your makam kavua, since that's your place where you always daven, even if it may be a shul that doesn't have as large of a crowd as the other shul, you should daven all the tefillahs in that one shul that you always daven. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'm onus sheni yochel lovel beis haknesses, yichavim l'spal b'shor shatzivim mispalalim." If you can't come to shul, at least daven at the same time when the tzibur is davening. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses what's considered an onus. He says somebody who can make a profit is not considered an onus. The definition of an onus is somebody who will lose money. And then he goes on and quotes a story where there was somebody walking to shul to daven tefillah b'tzibur, and somebody came over to him and offered him a business deal. He was in the business of precious stones, and he said, "No, I'm going to daven tefillah b'tzibur." So the deal went to somebody else, and how happy this person was that he was able to daven tefillah b'tzibur, even though it meant that he lost a tremendous business opportunity. When we speak about davening, Bizman Shatzibur Mispalim, he says the Mishnah Brura, a very interesting halacha. He says, he quotes that in Germany, they used to daven Ma'ariv early. So it seems that the opinion of the Mishnah Brura is that even though they daven Ma'ariv early, and in order to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv early, but if you're not davening B'Tzibur, and you only want to fulfill the halacha that we're discussing of davening Bizman Shatzibur Mispalalim, it isn't appropriate to daven early just to fulfill the halacha of Bizman Shatzibur Mispalalim. The halacha, we also know, we discussed this in the previous shurim, is that one should skip Sukkah de Zimra in order to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. On the other hand, I saw a tshuva from the Shailos HaTshuvos from Ram Shik in Chelek Aleph Simen Mel Aleph. As important as it is to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur when in a shul, he says if the shul was built with Chil Shabbos, if the shul was built on Shabbos when there was no right to build a shul that way, that shul you shouldn't enter, even if it means not davening Tefillah B'Tzibur. In conclusion of the siurim about Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Gemara here in Masechta Tainus on Daf Tes Amud Aleph also teaches us. Amar Rav Yochanan, Mata B'Shvil Yochid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could cause that it should rain even because of one individual. But Panosa, that there should be Panosa to the world, only comes B'Shvil Rabbin. And I think, and the Mefarshim will ask, that we learned earlier in our Masechta that Matar does mean Panosa. The Gemara said that the Mafteach, the key that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to rain, and the key that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Panosa, are really one and the same key. So what's the Gemara saying? The Matar comes B'Shvil Yochid, a Panosa comes B'Shvil Rabbin. Perhaps Pshat is as follows. A Yochid Kedavin, and his davens and his tefillah is heard, and he brings for himself rain. But even though he brings for himself rain, it doesn't bring a Yeshua to the entire world. You know what brings a Yeshua to the entire world? What brings a Yeshua to the entire world is B'Shvil Rabbin. When the Rabbin get together to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, that's a whole different type of situation. It's not just that this person won't have to worry. All of us won't have to worry. All of us will be zeich to Yeshua because of Tefillah B'Tzibur.